Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Samech Dalet, and we are about 25 lines from the bottom of daf Samech Gimel Amid Beis, Mai Zoifchei Adam Agolim Yishok. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasuna Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schus Refuah Shalema for Chava Miriam Basmalka Freda and Shimon Betzalel Ben Rivka Rochel. So we're moving along in Perek Arba Misa's Bezdin, talking about the Elohein HaNeskalim, specifically HaOyved Avodah Zarah. And we're in the middle of real intense Divrei Halacha and Divrei Agadah, some classic Gemaras, all related to this idea, perhaps the most chomer topic in the entire Torah, and that is Avodah Zarah. Specifically, the last Gemara that we learned 7.5 years ago, was Rabbi Yitzchak's drasha on a pasuk in Sefer Hosea, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Beis. The pasuk says, "Va'ato yosifu lachatoi," talking about Klal Yisrael. "Va'yasu lehem masecha mikaspam," they made getchkes from their money. "Kisfunam atzabim masecha roshim kuloy lohem heimoimru zoyfchei adam agolam yishakun." And the Gemara Darshan, that what's unique about the Avodah Zarah described by the Navi in this pasuk is Melamed shekol echad ve'echad asa d'mus yirasai. Every person had like a miniature Avodah Zarah, umenicha b'kisai, and he put it in his pocket. You see where this could go. B'shosh hezoichra, and whenever he remembered his Avodah Zarah, Maitziah mitoichekai, he would take it out of his pocket, umechapka, he would hug it, umenashka, and he would kiss it. Either way, we pick up now, continuing to darshan this pasuk, and as we're going to see, this next drasha that the Gemara is going to bring is going to suggest a little bit of a different drash in the entire pasuk. Says the Gemara, Mai zoifchei adam agolam yishok. This is the last part of the pasuk. I'm Rabbi Yitzchok. So Rabbi Yitzchok said, "Devei Rab Ami," quoting what was said over in the Shiva Rab Ami, "Shoyu Mesharsi Avodas Kechavin Noisnei Neim Bebalei Mavt." So the Mesharsi Avodas Zarah, they had Taivas Momin. So what they would do to try to get people to donate to their non-for-profit, to their cause, is they would take their agolim, their behemoths that were being worshipped as Avodah Zarah. Incidentally, Agolim is Lav Dafka, but when you want to describe an animal in the context of Avodah Zarah, the eagle makes a lot of sense to be the mashal. But the point is, they would take the animals that were being worshipped and they would starve them. Then they would make a dmus, a figure of these gvirim that they were trying to get money from. Don't try this at home, by the way. And they would put them next to the troughs of food, but the troughs were empty. And then they would take the animals outside. And as soon as they saw these gvirim, they immediately associated these gvirim with their food. Because again, they had these empty troughs, they're never starving to death. And what they see is these life-size figures of these very, very wealthy person who are in a form as if that's the ones that are supposed to feed them. So the moment they would see these gvirim, they would say, "Oh, here's our food." So they would run after them, and they would try filling them out to try to get a little bit of food. So what would happen is, they would say, so the Mesharsi Avodah Zarah would turn to the gvirim, and they would tell the gvirim that, "You realize what's going on over here? It's an incredible thing. These agolim, they've been standing outside, they see people passing, and they don't even budge. All of a sudden, they saw you, and they made a beeline for you. You know what that means? This is some divine sign that they want you. You know what that means? You have to come now, and you have to shecht yourself for them." Now, if you look at the Marsha, Marsha has two pshatim, if this is meant to be taken literally or it's not to be taken literally. One pshat, the Marsha says, is that they would literally shech themselves. These people would say, "Really? Ad kedei kach?" The next thing they know, they're mamish on some sort of altar, they're tied, and they're about to literally be slaughtered. Now, the Mesharsi Avodas Kechavin didn't care so much to slaughter them, right? That doesn't help their cause. But the Marsha says, apparently, the din of the Malchusa must have been that in the event that a person has himself slaughtered for Avodah Zarah, now the Mesharsim of that Avodah Zarah get to confiscate all the money. So they get the guf and the mamon, there's no kam lebeder abimine, and as a result, this was the punchline. Alternatively, the Marsha says maybe this was a little less dramatic than appears. It could be what they would tell him is, "You know, you're now have no choice but to give your life up." And they would say, "Really? I'm young. It's not something I was really looking to do. This was not part of my 5-year plan. Okay, so What's the Yetzer? They would say, oh, no, don't worry, there's a plan B. You could always give pidyon geld. So they would come up with a big misper, the gematria of something. They would give a pidyon, and this is the way they would get out. But the bottom line is, this was the trick that Rabbi Yitzchok said is something that was done by the Meshar Se Avodah Zarah, and this is what the Navi Hosea was describing. So if you look at the Marsha says that really this pshat of Devei Rabami is at odds with the previous pshat that the Gemara brought in this pasuk. So again, the pasuk said, "Va'ato yosifu lachatoy, va'yasu lehem masecha mikaspam kesfunam atzabim." In the first pshat in the Gemara said, "What does it mean that they made this masecha mikaspam kesfunam atzabim?" Is talking about these miniature avodah zarahs that people used to keep in their pocket. In the inami, in this next pshat that the Gemara is bringing, it's actually not referring to avodah zarah. What it's referring to is the life-size figures of these gvirim. That's the kisvunam atzabim that the Gemara is referring to. It's interesting because the first drasha was Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. The second drasha is Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Debei Rabami. So the way to learn this Gemara ba'omik pshutai shel mikra is that Rabbi Yitzchak came and he presented a pshat in this pasuk. He said you should know in the yeshiv Rabami mizuk debel an ander pshat. But these are two pshatim how to learn a pasuk. So when we learn these psukim and these nevuas, right? It's all one big mishach. You're not doing avodah zarah. It's bad. Tzaras are going to happen. You do tshuva, this is going to be necham. Right? That's sort of the gist of it. But really, every pasuk has a nuance. And every nevuah associated with avodah zarah is talking about something very, very specific. Here we have a machloikis in terms of how to understand this one pasuk tucked away in Sefer Hosea, Perik Yud Gimel, pasuk base. But either way, the Gemara says that Rava heard this pshak. And Rava said that I don't really understand it so much. And the reason is, Amar Rava, Rava said, because if that's the case, Hay zoifchei Adam agolim yishakun, agolim yishakun lizboyach Adam yibayale. Meaning, if pshat in this pasuk is the way it's being described, so what's essentially the pasuk saying? Zoifchei Adam agolim yishakun, right? Let's just come full circle. That these people would have the agolim coming towards them, and as a result, it would be explained to them that that means that Avodah Zarah wants you, and now you have no choice but to be a Zoif Chei Adam. So Rava said that Bishloim, if the pasuk would say, agolim yishakim, when the agolim come, yishakim milosh and ashika, and they kiss you and they want you, it's lizboyach Adam, it means that you now have to shecht yourself up for the Avodah Zarah. So then I would hear the pasuk, and it would make sense. But that's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says, Zoif Chei Adam first, agolim yishakim second. So it sounds like this is actually in the reverse order. It's not that because Agolim Yishakim now Zoif Chei Adam. It actually sounds like it happened just the opposite. Elamai Rava, so Rava said that can't be pshat in the last part of the pasuk, which means it can't be pshat in the first part of the pasuk either. So what then does the last part of the pasuk mean? It means any person that would shecht his son, L'Avodah Zarah, as we're going to see in the coming dafin, the sugi of Moilach, this was something that was not uncommon, that people would give up their children L'Avodah Zarah. So any person that was Avech, they would tell him, Deirin Gadol Hikriv, like, you should know that you just brought a big gift to the Avodah Zarah. If you want now, you can go ahead and kiss it. And that's the end of the pasuk. Zoif Chei Adam, Agolim Yishakun. That when people were Zoif Chei Adam, Agolim Yishakun, now you can go kiss the Avodah Zarah. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Marav. The pasuk says, the Anche Bavel Osu Es Sukois Benois. So what's the context of this pasuk? So these are Psukim and Melachim Beis, Perek Yud Zayin, again talking about Avodah Zarah, but as we mentioned, the nuance and the context is always very, very specific. These Psukim are describing after the Aseres HaShvatim were taken into Galus by the king of Ashur, and the king, just from a geopolitical perspective, was a little bit concerned that there was this huge vacant piece of property in Eretz Yisrael, right? He now had control over Eretz Yisrael, and he didn't like the fact that the whole northern part of the country was empty. So what he decided was that he has to populate it. So he took people from different Middle Eastern countries, and he deported them and literally shipped them over to Eretz Yisrael, and that's where he set them up. The most notable of those groups of people came from a land called Kuta, which is near Iraq, and it's based on that group of people that the entire group became known as the Kutim, or the Kuthians, that of course are mentioned throughout Chas. Either way, the psukim there in Navi to tell the story of the Kutim, Geri Arayas, Geri Emes, Dvarim you're doing, not for now. But specifically, it said that all these people, they brought with them their Avodah Zarah. And if you look at the psukim describes the people, the country they came from, and the specific avodah zarah that they worship. Just to read the psukim inside to get a feel for the Gemara's drashas. Va'anshei Bavel asu es sukkos benois. So the ones that came from Babylonia, the avodah zarah that they worshipped was sukkos benois. Va'anshei Chus, as in Kuta, asu es nergal. Va'anshei Chamos, asu es hashima. V'ha'avim, asu nivchas. V'es tartak. V'hasvarvim, sarfin es b'neim ba'esh. La'adar melech, va'anam melech, elehi svarvim. So again, we're talking about the people, the country that they came from, that we deserve that the worship now in Eretz Yisrael, which is very, very bad. Our Gemara is going to bring, Amrav Yehuda Marav, an explanation of what exactly these avodah zarahs were. Now, not the theology and the shtusim behind avodah zarah, but in terms of the masecha, the actual getchka, the form of it, what did it look like? So there was always a living embodiment of some sort that all the avodah zarahs happened, and the Gemara is going to describe what that was regarding these specific avodah zarahs. So again, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that when the pasuk says "Va'ad shnei bavel asu es sukkos benois," umayinu, what is that? Tarnegoilus. It's a tarnegoilus. Then the pasuk says "Va'ad shnei chus asu es nergal," umayinu, tarnegol. So the tarnegoilus is the female. The tarnegol is the male. The pasuk concludes. It says "Va'ad shnei chamos asu es hashima," umayinu, what is that? Barcha. Karcha, that's a bald goat. The next pasuk said, Vaha Avin, the people from Avin, asu nivchaz. So they made nivchaz, ve'es tartok, and they made tartok. Umayinu, what are nivchaz and tartok? Kelev v'chamar, a dog and a donkey. The pasuk continues and says, Vasfarvim sarfim es b'neim ve'esh la'adar melech, va'anam melech elehi svarvoyim. So the pasuk talks about the getchkes of the svarvim and the svarvoyim, and it mentions two. It mentions adar melech and anam melech. Says the Gemara, Umayinu, first of all, what are these two things? Haperet, that's the mule, vasus, and the horse. Adar melech. The reason that Adar Melech is called a pered, and the shayrish of it is the Adalei Lamari B'Teino, because a mule carries a load, right? That's his job. And by him doing that, he's being mahader. He's bashaining his master by going ahead and carrying that load. So they're referring to this Avodah Zarah as Adar Melech. Va'anam Melech, that means the Onilei Lamari B'Kirva. The sus is something that goes and fights a war. Sus v'roich v'yram v'yam, right? So that's what the sus does. So we're referring to this as Anam Melech because it's the Onilei Lamari. It answers its master at war. Says the Gemara as a postscript to all this. Avchis Kiyo Melech Yehuda B'Kish Avod Lassi Zloikein. What's this going back on? This is actually going back on the pasuk that said earlier that the people would take their sons and they would check the Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says Chizkiyahu HaMelech wanted to do the same thing, or his father wanted to do the same thing to him. His mother smeared him with salamandra. So Rashi tells us a little bit about what salamandra is. They would take a fire, they would have it burn for 7 years, and if you go and you take something from that fire, you smear it on something else, and now has protection from fire. So the Gemara says Chizkiyahu HaMelech's father wanted Chizkiyahu to be offered up for this Avodah Zarah. Who's Chizkiyahu's father, by the way? Achaz, right? Achaz goes down as one of the great Rishoim of all time. And he wanted his son to be brought as a carbon Avodah Zarah. His mother protected him using this salamandra. But the bottom line is just a one-line postscript to this idea that people would worship their, take their sons and use them to worship Avodah Zarah. Zok de Gemara. And really, in the world of understanding Avodah Zarah, this Gemara is from the most important. Amrav Yehuda Amrav. Yoydin hoy Yisrael avodis kechavim shem behem mamish. Truth is, the Yidin knew that Avodah Zarah was all shtosim. V'lei avdu avodis kechavim, the reason they worshipped it was elo lahatalim harayis befarhesim. It's because they wanted to be nichshol in gili harayis. And they wanted to do it even befarhesim. They felt that if they'll be oivet avodah zarah, this is the way they'll be able to do it. How so? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Shahoye yitzron tokven al arayis." They had a very strong yitzar of arayis. Onru, they said, "Nifrei kol oil teremelin." What we're going to do is, we're not just going to be nichshol in arayis, because if we're going to learn and we're going to do all the things we're supposed to do, but punk, we're going to have arayis. So what's going to happen? Every time a rav gets up behind the pulpit, he's going to darshan about arayis. So let's be pyrogoil. By us being pyrogoil, so what do you think the Musa Shmuzan are going to be about? You're being oivet avodah zarah, don't you know what shtusim, and we're going to do it again, and they're going to say, don't you know what shtusim, but the mice at the end of the day, v'yachichunu al arayis, they're not going to be meichiachos on arayis. But as relates to avodah zarah, you want to know the truth? They never really had such a strong yitzhahara. So Rav Yehuda Marav said something fascinating. We know the story of the Jews and avodah zarah. It's a big problem. It's the primary source of Churban Bayis Rishon. Yet at the same time, said Rav Yehuda Marav, Yoydun Ho Yisrob Avoidis Kechavim Shem Behem Mamish, And they did it as a decoy. So like this, the Mechichim will give them Musr about Avodah Zarah, and they won't give them Musr about something that they really had a Yetzirah for, which is Arayah. So the Gemara now is going to ask a whole bunch of kashas on this idea. Masav Ramesh Arshiyo. So Ramesh Arshiyo has the kasha from a Pasuk here, Meyo. It says, Kischar B'neyem, Mizbechaysam. Amar Rabbi Loza said, you know what this pasuk means? Ka adam sheyeshloi gaguim al benoi. So the pasuk is describing how the Yidden remembered their avodah zara kischar b'neihem, like they remember their children. And Rabbi Loza added a little bit of drama to it. Ka adam sheyeshloi gaguim al benoi, like someone that misses his son and literally his heart hurts because he misses him so much. And it seems like then that Yidden had this very deep, intimate connection and relationship with Avodah Zarah. So how could you say that it was all a decoy? It's mefurish in the pasuk, not that way. So the Gemara says, you're right. Baser davikupe. And this is really the punchline of the Gemara, because sometimes people remember the ratio of the Gemara, they forget to say for the Gemara. Really, 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 the Yidden were shtosim. And when they embarked upon it, they went in it simply for ulterior motives. But what happened was, it became a self-fulfilling prophecy, because once the Yidden started worshipping Avodah Zarah, they developed an attachment to it, they developed a connection to it, and at that point it actually became real. So Kischar B'neihem Mizbechaysam was real, but it wasn't how it started. It was the way it ended. Toshma, another kasha. The pasuk says, "V'nasati pigreichem al pigrei gilulechem." This is already a pasuk in the Torah. It's in Parshat Chukosai. It's in the Teichacha, and the Torah says, "I'm going to take your pigreichem, right, your corpses, and it's going to fall on top of the corpse of your avodah zarah." What's the background to this? Amru said, "Eliyahu atzadikoy mechazer al tapuchei rav sheb Yerushalayim." So we know Eliyahu Anavi, Eliyahu Atishbi, Eliyahu Hagiladi, Eliyahu Atzadik. You don't see this every day, but either way, Eliyahu atzadikoy mechazer al tapuchei rav sheb Yerushalayim. He was once going around. This is Sorka the Chorban. A little bit of a discussion if it's Chorban by Yisrishin or Chorban by Yisheni. Right? Eliyahu Anavi was technically not alive during Chorban by Yisrishin or Chorban by Yisheni. Oh, but the Torah says Eliyahu Leimetz, right? So there's no evidence just based on the history whether this could have happened by Yisrishin but by Yisheni. But the bottom line is, Eliyahu Atzadikoy Mechazer, he's going around and he's looking at all the people that were starving. Literally, Tapuchei Rav means people that are bloated because of hunger. And this is in Yerushalayim HaKadosh. Pamachas one time, Motzat Tinek Shei Tapuach Umutabash, he saw a little child. And this child was bloated, Nebuchadnezzar looked so sick, and he was lying in the garbage. Amaloisa, he told him, "Is a mishpacha? Tell me, from vanet shtam tabuche." Amaloisa, he told him, "Mishpacha ploynis. I come from the following family." Amaloisa, he told him, "Klum nishnai me oisa mishpacha. Is there anyone else from that mishpacha that's alive?" Amaloisa, laugh. Chutz me many, nobody other than me. Amaloisa told him, "Imani milamedcha davish atachay by atalame. If I teach you something right now that's going to keep you alive," this kid was literally teetering. "If I will teach you something that's going to keep you alive, are you willing to learn?" I'm like, "Hey." I'm going to say, he told him as follows, "Emar b'chol yoyim," say every day, "Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad." If you say that, it's going to keep you alive. I'm like, the child told him, "Has, be quiet." Rashi says, "Shtoik, Shaloi lahaske b'shem Hashem." Do not mention that name. You know why? Shaloi limdoi aviv imoy. Because my father and my mother told me that the only names you should ever mention of a deity are the ones that we taught you. And my father, my mother never taught me Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And as a result, don't say that word. Miyad immediately, he took his Avodah Zarah out of his pocket, which takes us back to the first pshat in the Navi, in the Nevuah of Yishayah. Umechapke, he hugged it, umenashke, he kissed it, achenifka, kresoy, until his stomach exploded. Venofli, Yerosei Laris, his Avodah Zarah fell to the ground. Venofal hu aleh, and he fell on top of it. And the point is, that is the Josh of this pasuk. What do you see from here? It's a fascinating story. But what you see from here is that there was this incredible attachment. If the whole Avodah Zarah shtesim, so why are we having this conversation? It should be so obvious. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and the kid's gonna live. You see, he was so attached that he was unable to separate even at this Shasa Kosher. So the Gemara says, the same teretz, you have to say, Basar davikube. Enochinami, it's not the way it started, like the Gemara said earlier, but it is the way it ended. Toshma, the pasuk says, Vayizaku b'kol gadol el Hashem Elokeim. And this pasuk really is going to take us now through the next half of Amid, and it's also going to be the topic of the daf. And this Gemara now is from the most famous Gemaras in Shas. The context is the beginning of Bayesheni. So the Yidden come up in the beginning of Bayesheni. When did that happen? So this is Dover B'itay Matayv, right around the time of the Purim story. Right, the first base of Mikdash had been destroyed by the Babylonians. The Yidden were taken into Golos Bavel. At some point, the Babylonian Empire fell to the Persian Empire, and the Yidden went from being in the control of Bavel to the control of Paras and Paras Umadai, that Golus we know lasted for 70 years, and at the end of the 70 years, the Yidden were given permission, Kairesh, to go back to Eretz Yisrael and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Now, we know the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the first Beis HaMikdash, because of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, and Shvichas Damim. And there was a feeling by the leaders of that generation, the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilo, that if we're not going to make changes to the way the situation was at the end of Bayis Rishon, then history is going to repeat itself, and we're going to end up in the same place. And the feeling, therefore, was that we have to be mevatel the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah. And if we're mevatel the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah, so now already we're going to have a chance. Now, truth is, it's interesting, because the Beis HaMikdash wasn't just destroyed because of Avodah Zarah. It was destroyed because of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, Shvichas Damim. And the truth is, we're not learning the sugya of Churban Beis HaMikdash now, but really, when you learn that Chazal, which is a Gemara Masechtis, Yumad Avtes on the base. Yesh Lachgar, is the Gemara saying it was destroyed because of all three? Meaning, there was Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, Shvichas Damim, that's why the base of Mikdash was destroyed. But had there been only Avodah Zarah, or Gilui Arayis, or Shvichas Damim, maybe it wouldn't have been destroyed. But regardless, from our Gemara, it very much sounds like that the Iker Siba of Churban Beis HaMikdash for sure was Avodah Zarah. And it's for that reason the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilo said we need to figure out a way to be Mevatel the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah. And that's what's going to play out in this Gemara. And it begins with a pasuk in Nehemiah, who's one of the leaders of the Yidden at that time. So again, Vayizaku b'koil gadol el Hashem elokei. My Omer, what was this Za'aka? Omer Rabbi Yehuda v'tamer Rabbi Yonason, bye bye. So what does bye-bye mean? So Rashi says bye is an Aramaic word, and it's Aramaic for aha, b'loshon HaKodesh, which in English is whoa. It's like a real deep cracked. And they said as follows, Hainu, it's the Avera of Avodah Zarah, the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah, the Achreve le Beise that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, v'kal yilei chale, it burnt the heichal, v'katlinu litzadike, and it killed so many tzadikim, v'aglinu liyisrael me'arayu, and it forced the Yidden into exile, v'adayin humerakit peinon, and we still have it. So they turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they say as follows, klum yafti yilon el kibbul v'yak, why do you give us the Yetzar v'vayda zara? So that we should get tzchak, right? Why are we in this world? So we should get tzchak, right? This is Ramchal 101. Like iu b'inon, we don't want it. For like agre b'inon, and we're willing to forego the tzchar that we're not going to get now because we're not overcoming the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says that, what do you see from here? What do you see from here? You see that the Yidden were so attached to the Avodah Zarah. I mean, they're coming back down the beginning of Bayis Sheni, and they can't give tzchak etzah because the fire of the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah is too overwhelming. What's the big deal? If the whole Inyan of Avodah Zarah was a decoy, and it wasn't something that they ever felt. So what's happening over here? So the Gemara says, Simdritim, all the same teretz, you have to say, Basad Avikube. This all played itself out again after they were Avikube. At that point, it was so strong by them. At that point, there was a deep emotional attachment to it. At that point, it was Yitzran Tokfan, and it's for that reason the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilo were in the situation that they were in. So the Gemara now is going to tell the rest of the story. The Gemara says, Yosfu Tlosi Yemi B'Tanisa, after they said this Z'oka, right? After they yelled, so they sat and they fasted for 3 days. Bo Rachme, and then they dive in, Nafalu Piskim Rekiyo, and all of a sudden a piece of paper comes down from Shemayim, and they look at the paper, Davakasaba, and it said one word, Emes. And they understood that what that meant was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being maskim, Emes. What you're saying is Emes, and I'm signing off on what it is. You're saying, Amr Pchenu, Pchenu, says, Shemami, no, you see from here, Chaysamoy, Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes, that the chosim, the signature of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is emes. The Gemara says, after this happened, nafak yiguria denurim beis kachi hakadoshim. All of a sudden, they saw a lion that was made of fire, and it emerged from the kachi hakadoshim. Amalu navi Yisrael. So the navi that was there at the time turned to the Yidden and said, "Hainu yitzra avodah zarah." You see that fire, that lion that just came out of the kodesh hakadoshim, that's the yitzra avodah zarah. So if you want to get it, let's cop it right now. So the Gemara says, as they were trying to get it, one hair of fire of this lion, right, a lion has hair, all of a sudden slipped away. The azal kalya, and the lion felt pain because it lost that hair. But arbameyas parsi, and the noise, the sound of the lion went so far, it went literally arbameyas parsi. Amru, so all of a sudden, the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilo got scared. They said, hechi navet, what should we do? Meaning, being that this lion right now is yelling and screaming out of pain, Dilma Mishmai Merachmi Allah, maybe from Shemaim they can have Rachmanis on it. Amalei Novi said, the Novi was there and he told him, Shad Yuab Duda Da'avra. What you should do is you should put it in a pot that's made of lead, because Yuab Ba'avra, and you should cover it with a lid that's made of lead, the Shayef Kale, because that's going to succumb. It's going to suppress the sound. The pasuk says, this is a pasuk in Zechariah, and this is one of his nevus. Right? Zechariah is one of the Nevi'im that were alive at that time. Who are the last Nevi'im? Chagi, Zechari, Malachi. This is a pasuk in Zechariah, who's describing, a lot of Zechariah's nevus are talking about loss of love. But this nevu of Zechariah is actually talking about what happened B'chayev, and this is what he's describing. Either way, this is how they were mevatel the Eitzar of the Zohar. They got it into this pot, this whatever it is, made of aver, made of lead. It's yelling and screaming, but thankfully nobody could hear it, and as a result, there's no rachamim that's coming down from Shemayim. Amri, so after this happened, so the Anshak Nesak Doyle said, let's daven now that HaKadosh Baruch Shemim Bevatel Yetzahara of Avera. So what does it mean, Davera? Zok Rashi Shal Arayas. Meaning, what's the next biggest problem in Klal Yisrael? They said, oh, it's the Yetzahara of Gilei Arayas. So it's obviously an Shasakoshe now. Let's be Mevatel that. So the Gemara says, Bo Rachmi, they daven in Serbiyodayu. And they got it. Now it's interesting, the Gemara describes the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah, what it looked like physically. Obviously, this is all L'Saber HaSa'ozim, but at the very least, we have some description of it. We don't have a description of the Yetzahara of Arayas. But regardless, they got it. Chavshu tlosa yoimi, and they locked it up for 3 days. The Gemara says, Ibo beyasa bas yoimi l'chaylo. During those 3 days, they needed to find a beya that a hen had laid that day. It was a beya shenolda, literally that day, for a chayla, for people that were not well, and they couldn't find Amru. So they said, they realized that we have a little bit of a problem here. Meaning, because without Yetzahara d'arayas, without any such drive, what's going to happen is the whole world is going to stop operating, because there's going to be no procreation, and the Tarnagolus Ad Kedekach is not even going to lay an egg. So it's going to be an egg. So we can't have it the way we have it right now. But at the same time, what, we're going to give the Yetzara back? Right? They had it. They had it incarcerated. Like, they mamish had shlita over the Yetzara of Arayas. So what's the next move? So they said, what should we do? Niboye palgo. Maybe we should dive in to just minimize it a little bit, right? So even qualitatively, let's decrease the intensity of the Yetzara. But palgamir kilo yavi, it's not going to happen. So what they decided to do was, kachlinu le'ene. They released it, but before they released it, they made the Yetzara d'arayas blind, a hanube, and that worked a little bit, like igri inchi bekrevse. So like this, people shouldn't have Yetzahara farayas as it relates to the kreif. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Hachta kanto porta help to lay igri bekrevisa be'imai ube'achoysai. Avol miskaru be'ishasishu benita. It doesn't mean all arayas, right? It doesn't mean every single isha that's mentioned in the parish of arayas. It means specifically imai achoysai and probably all the other Tesvav Arayas that I mentioned in the first Mishnah in Yevamos, and even the ones that are not mentioned in that Mishnah. But the bottom line is that after they chapped the Yetzahara Davi Dezara, they said, let's go chap the Yetzahara Davi Arayas. And at the end of the day, it ended up working a little bit, right? They made it blind, which took away, at the very least, the Yetzahara for incest. So incest was a big deal once upon a time. Today, obviously, not so much. And this Gemara is obviously the rest of the story. More as it relates to Avodah Zarah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marab. There was a story b'Nachas Achas with a non-Jewish woman. She was very, very sick. Amra, she said, if she's going to have a refuah, tedach v'tabil chol Avodah Zarah shav oilam, she'll hedge herself. She'll go now and she'll worship all the Avodah Zarahs. So like this, she'll give thanks, shvach v'idah, to whichever Avodah Zarah it is that saved her life. Amda, she got up, the Amda l'chol Avodah Zarah shabayim. She was no doyresh, v'na mekayim, she fulfilled her neder, and she goes ahead and she pays up her pledge. Kimet she gave the pa'ar, when she came to the Avodah Zarah of pa'ar, shalal l'kayim, she turned to the ministers and she said, b'me oivdin lezu, tell me, how do you worship pa'ar? Amru la, they told her, oichlin tartim, you eat beets, v'shoysin sheikha, you drink beer, u'matrizim v'fanel, and then you go to the bathroom in its presence. Amra, she said, Mutav shetachzer, he isha l'cholyo, v'lo itavet avay dezar b'kach. She was a spiritual woman, and she said, I'd rather become mamish. She's willing to go back to her matzev, but she's not going to do this type of avay dezar. Now, who said this? Amra Avudah Marav. He's telling a story. Why was he telling the story? So here's the punchline. Meaning, he says, I want to give musr. A befar the musr, I'm going to tell you a story. So this is the story that he said, and then he pivoted to the musr. He said, Aba atem beis Yisrael einam kein. But klal Yisrael, you're not like that. Because the pasuk says, Hanitzmod Lebal Pa'ar. And this is a pasuk in the Torah, right? V'yomer Moshe al Shoyfti Yisrael, Hirgu ish anoshav, and it's modern Lebal Pa'ar. So the context of this, of course, is the end of Parshas Balak, the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, where because of the Eitzav that Bilam gave Balak, Yidin ends up worshipping Pa'ar and they're nichshol with the Bnei Smidyan, etc., etc. But the bottom line is that the pasuk says that the Yidden worship Pa'ar, and they didn't just worship it. They went nitzmadim lebal Pa'ar. What does that mean? So Rav Yehuda my Rav said kitzamid pasul. So what's a tzamid pasul? Hilchas Tairis, when you have something that's sealed, mamash, it's shut down the gamri. You can't turn it off. That's how much the Yidden were attached to Baal Pa'ar. So this Nachris Achas, who's holding by worshipping Kala by Dizar Shabbat Olam, but she understood that the buck stops here. I'm not going to go so far to even worship Pa'ar. Yet Klal Yisrael, the Torah, is made on them, and it's Nodim Lebal Pa'ar. Says the Gemara, it says, also, Va'atim Adikim Hashem Aleikechem, right, this is all Rabbi Yehuda talking. K'shtei Tamaris Advukas Subazu. And his oisfer was that when it came to Pa'ar, it says, and it's Nodim Lebal Pa'ar. But when it came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the vacant, like you have two dates that Advukas Subazu, right? So dates, they can get a little sticky, so sometimes they attach themselves to each other. But you don't need a chainsaw to separate them, right? But a tzamid pasul is something that's very difficult to separate. So this was the oisfer. He says, this nachris achas knew not to worship Pa'ar. Klai is on its modern labal Pa'ar. And the imtim salami, you're going to tell me, maybe this is just the way the Yidden are, right? We're so spiritual now, but when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's v'atim advekim, it's kishtei tmoris advuk zubazu. The Gemara says, masnisa tano, we learned in a braisa, that this distinction of language between the Yidden's relationship to Baal Pa'ar and its modern Baal Pa'ar and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, atam adveikim Hashem alikechem, was not le genai, but it's actually le shvach. Tana, and its modern Baal Pa'ar, that's kitzamid al yedei isha. So a tzamid could also mean a bracelet, right? The pasuk talks about the tzmidim. So it could be a bracelet. So it was a bracelet that's a little bit loose, right? So like the person wearing the bracelet, the arm can breathe a little bit. The atam advekim Hashem alikechem, however, is devukim mamish. They were literally attached. Tana Rabbanan. Another story related to Bar. Maisa, there was a story. Besafta ben Olas. So Rashi says, Safto. Rashi has the gear, says, Safto'i is Shem Yehudiyu. This does not mean a grandmother, right? It's talking about a Yehudi, a male. Shem Yehudihu. Ben Olas means that he was from the place Olas. He's not the son of Olas. But regardless, this is a man. His name is Saftoi. He comes from a place called Olas. Regardless. Shehizke chamoiroi lenachris achas. And what he did was, he rented his chamar to a nachris. So he's the person, the balagolo, that's driving this nachris. Kimin shegila pa'ar. So they're traveling, and all of a sudden, they see pa'ar on the side. Amrolai, so she tells him, Hamtim, do me a favor, if you don't mind taking a stop here. Ache kone sveitse, I want to go to Pa'ar, I'm going to leave, and if that's okay. Okay, lachshe yotso, after she left, Amrolai, so he turned to her and he said, Afani, Hamtini, Ache kone sveitse, if you don't mind, I'd like to do the same thing. Amrolai, so she said to Vlo Yehudiata, aren't you a Yid? Amrolai, so he said, Mayich paslech, what, you care? It bothers you that if I'm a Yid and I'm going to go worship Baal Pa'ar, is that an issue? Either way, Nichnas, he walked in, Par b'fanav. He did what you do by Baal Pa'ar. He went to the bathroom. The kinech, and when it came time to do this kinuach, to wipe himself, he did it b'chaytmai. He did it with the nose of Pa'ar. And the mesharsei avodazar were there, and they mamish started praising him. And they said, me'olam lehaya adam she'avdai lezu b'kach. So this is Jewish talent. He said, there was no one that ever figured out a way to worship this avodazar like this person had done. Says the Gemara, Poyer Atzmi Lebal Pa'ar, on the topic of Baal Pa'ar. If someone is Poyer Atzmi Lebal Pa'ar, right? Hareze Avoidosoi. That is the right way to do it. And Afal Gafta Mechavim Mabizoi. Even if his Kavana is to be Mavazid, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, Avoidosoi Bekach, it's going to be a problem. Hazor Kev, the Markulis, if somebody throws a stone at Markulis, that Avoidosoi, Razui Avoidosoi, that's it's Avoidosoi. Afal Gafta Mechavim Migrame. And even though you're not throwing it to Markulis because you want to worship it, fakir, right? You're throwing at it, not to it. But at the same time, it's going to be a problem. The Gemara says, Rav Menashe, the great Hamoyer Rav Menashe, have a ka'azal of Beit Torsa. So he was once going to Beit Torsa. Amrulai, they told him, Menashe says, that's a place. And they said, Avoidazarihi, the Kayahacha. So they told him that there's an Avoidazari there. So Shokal Pisa, so he took a Pisa, it's like a little bit of mud, Shadabe threw it at. Amrulay, they told him, Markulis, it was an Avaydazar, but you chap which Avaydazar was? It's Markulis. You just threw an Evan at Markulis. Amrulahus, and he told him, Azorik Evan, Lim Markulis Tanani. He says, no, one second. I didn't offer it up to Markulis. I threw it at Markulis. Right? I'm doing it b'derech b'zayin. So the Gemara says, Asa shalbei medrasha, came to Beis Medrash, and he asked, tell me, did I do something wrong? Amalehu, they told him, Hazarik Evan bim Markulis tonight. Yeah, you had the Gersa lim Markulis. And if that was the Gersa, then you'd be 100% right. But that's actually the wrong Gersa. The Gersa is not lim Markulis. The Gersa is bim Markulis. And if that's the case, Avagaf the Mechabal the Mirgame, it's still going to be Amalehu. He said, okay, Eza Lishka, let me go take it back. Amalehu, they said, no, that's another issue. Because Echadan Noitlo, the Echadan Noisna Chayev. It doesn't matter if you put the stone or if you remove the stone. Either way, you're going to be chayev. And the reason is because kol chada v'chada rafchad chavir teshavak. Because if you remove a stone, you're basically now laying the area for someone to go put another stone there, and as a result, that's included in the Isser of Markulis and what Ramanash had done. Obviously, it was a mistake, but at the same time, they told him that you realize never throw a rock at an Avodah Zarah because you know it might be Markulis, and then the next thing you know, you end up with this problem over here. It's interesting, Tosfos mutches a little bit that the Gemara seems to say that if somebody would worship Pa'ar and his kavanah is to be Mevazet, or if somebody worships Markulis and his kavanah is to throw the stone not to it but at it, it'd be a problem. Right? It's a problem. That's the Gemara right here. Frek Tosfos, why is this different than the Machlokes Abaye v'Rava that we had earlier, where the Gemara talks about if someone's Oved Avodah Zarah me'havu mi'ira, so it's a great Machlokes. L'chaira, what do you see from that Machlokes Oved me'havu mi'ira? That really Kavanah matters, right? So Frek Tosfos, Maishna, this sugi right now, where someone's worshipping Avodah Zarah amanas to be mevaza the Avodah Zarah, versus if someone worships the Avodah Zarah me'ahavu mi'ira. So I saw Rabbi Margolis, he says he thinks the chilek is so poshet. It's poshet. He said the chilek is, if you believe that something is nothing, so you can't embarrass it either, right? Meaning, when somebody worships a getchka, it's terrible. You're attributing life, emotion, feeling, sensation, hergeshim to this getchka. That's the ismate of Avodah Zarah. If you see an Avodah Zarah and you are mevazit, that's also an emotion. So you're acknowledging on some level that this thing has something to it. When someone's oved Avodah Zarah, he's oved with the ganz guy, but he doesn't may have a miyira. So there the pshat is, that's him, I know the thing is shtos. I wouldn't be gurus this thing. But what am I supposed to do, right? There's problems over here. And as a result, the person is boxed and he's forced to go ahead and worship it. But if somebody goes on his own, I'm going to embarrass. What are you embarrassing? It's not you embarrassing a doorknob? Like, what are you embarrassing? So I think that's the chilek. The chilek is that if you're mevaz and avodah zarah, that's good for giving credit to it. You're giving it some chashivas. You're showing it as some emotion. That's nichlal and the isser, avodah zarah. Now, is it on the same chaymer? Stumming up, but the point is that if someone's oved avodah zarah amanas levazoisoy, pshat is you're giving it some credibility. Oved me have a year, you would not be geiris it. You're only being geiris it because of the have a year. Okay, so at the end of the day, that's the machlokes of Ivarov. Over here, you're going on your own. Not us. Instead of being mechabri, being mevazit. In being mevazit, you're giving it some chashivos. And because you're giving it some chashivos, he says maybe that's pashit, the chilek over here in the sugya between someone that's oved avodah zarah may have a year, or if someone's oved avodah zarah amanas levazoy. So either way, the next part of the daf is really going to go knee-deep into tomorrow's daf, and Beis Hashem will talk a lot about it in tomorrow's daf. But at the same time, we have a little bit of work to do, so we'll do it a little bit quickly. And really, the topic is the next on the list of the Elohein HaNeskalin, specifically Moilach. So again, these are all things that Zilkar Beirav, right? Everybody knows all these different Iyanim, these are Psukim in the Torah, Rashi's in Chumash. We're many years into this daf yomi cycle, Baruch Hashem. So again, these are not unfamiliar ideas. I don't think it needs a proper introduction. We'll come back to it tomorrow. But really, the topic that the Gemara is going to talk about now is the Isser Moilach. So what is the Isser Moilach? So it's an idea that's mentioned in the Torah three times. It's in Parshas Achrimos, Parshas Kedoshim, both times in the Parsha of Arayas. Interesting. And it's also mentioned again in Mishnah Torah. So in Parshas Achrimos, the Pasuk says, U'mizaracha loy sitein, Lahavir la moilach, v'leisachal l'shem elikecha ani Hashem. Now it's very sussum what this is. How sussum? We're going to see right in the beginning of the Gemara. Machloikis, what moilach even was. Just like from a high level. Forget about from a nuanced level. Like super duper high level. What was moilach? What was it? I think if you asked the man in the street, he would say, Avodah Zarah, right? In the Gemara, it's nishtaz ei pashat. But the bottom line is, the pasuk says, don't take your children, u'mizaracha, lahaver la moilach, and give them up to moilach. If you're going to do that, it's a terrible chil Hashem. V'leisachal eshneim elikecha ani Hashem. The second place the Torah mentions it, Parshas Kedoshim, it's more of a parsha. V'yedaber Hashem al Moshe lemar, v'al pnei Yisrael toimar, ish ish mi bnei Yisrael, u'menager agor bi Yisrael, ashe yitei mizaroi la moilach, Mois, Yumas, Ama Oretz, Yirgemu, Ba'av. If someone's going to take from his children, give him a Moilech, Mois, Yumas, and what Mises is he going to get? Ama Oretz, Yirgemu, Ba'av, and he's going to get skill, which is why we're talking about it right now. Vani etin es pone ba'ushahu. Dechrati oisim bikerev amoy. Ki mizari nosal amoylech laman tami es mikdoshi ulechalel es shem kochi. And the pasuk continues. And there's a halim yalimu amor to say name in ishahu besita mizari lamoylech vilti amasoy so. Let's say the person's not going to do what they're supposed to do. So then vesamti ani es pane beishahu ube mishpachtoi. Dechrati oisoy des kol azoinim achrav liznois achre amoylech mikerev amoy. Five psukim here. After the original pasuk of parshas achrimais, the second parshas has five psukim that talk about moylech. And then finally, in Parsha Shoiftim, one pasuk, a half a pasuk. Lo yimotzei v'cha maver b'noy ubitoy ba'esh. The sefer of the pasuk is koisim k'samim ma'oinen u'manachesh u'machashet. But the reish of the pasuk is lo yimotzei v'cha maver b'noy ubitoy ba'esh, which Chazal understood is also referring to Moilach. By the way, we take for granted that it means Moilach. Again, anyone that's ever learned Chumash Rashi in their life knows this pasuk's talking about Moilach. But if you think about it, when the Torah talks about Moilach in Achrimais and Kedoshin, it doesn't say one word about fire. Here it says, Lo yimotze v'cha mavir b'noy ubitay ba'esh. But Chazal said that really it's all the same minion, right? The Torah is talking about someone that's being mavir b'noy ubitay somewhere. Here the Torah says Moilach, here the Torah says Eish. Through a limud, we learned that it's really all one and the same. Regardless, it said clearly in Parshas Kedoshim that if someone is noisim mizari lamoylech, he's chayiv skila, which is why it is mentioned amongst the different Elohein on the skolim. And on that note, again, we make a haskala on this gemara. And noisim mizari lamoylech, if someone is noisim mizari lamoylech, he's chayiv, he's not going to be chayiv achiyim so lamoylech, unless he takes his child, gives it over to Moilach. Now we'll see the Gemara is going to say what it means. He gives it over to the Mesharsim. So Moilach had Gaboyim. So you take your child and you give it to the Gabay of Moilach, the Yavre Ba'ish. And then the Gabay takes the child and is Mavre the child Ba'ish. By the way, literally in the fire or not literally in the fire? That's also a Mevucha. It's so unclear on the Gemara level, even what exactly Moilach was. Muscle Moilach Lehaber Be'ish. What would be if this person took his child and he gave it over to Moilach, gave it over to the Gabbai, but it never ended up playing out, meaning the Gabbai never took the child and was Maver Be'ish. Or Heber Be'ish, above all, Muscle Moilach, in the Chayat, again, since Tzveitim al Achin Yimsel Moilach, the Yavah Be'ish. Talk to Gemara. K'toni Avoy Dezar, V'Ktoni Moilach. The previous Mishnah has talked about Oivet Avoy Dezar. This Mishnah talks about Moilach. What does it sound like? Amar Rab Abins. Rab Abins said, Tanan Kamando Amar Moilech Lav Avodazari. It sounds to me like Moilech is not Avodazari. Why? Because if Moilech is Avodazari, so why is this a separate Mishnah? Right? Hanoisim is Arla Moilech. Just throw it into all the read about Avodah Zarah. We had a Mishnah, a nice long Mishnah, that spoke about Avodah Zarah. It gave a shout out to Pa'ar, it gave a shout out to Markulis, should have given a shout out to Moilach, and it would have been included in that halacha. Why a separate Mishnah, which is going to bring a separate sugya related to Moilach? Oh, said Rabbi Avin, I think this is a raya to the man that holds that Moilach is not Avodah Zarah. It's not Avodah Zarah. Oh, that's a good answer. Titania, what's the makar to the Shaila Bryce? Echad la Moilach, the Echad la Shara Avodah Zarah Chayiv, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon Oimer la Moilach Chayiv. Shaloi lamoilach potah. So we have a brayso. Machloikis tanakam Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. If somebody would be maver benoy but not to moilach, would he be chayev or would he not be chayev? Tanakam says echel lamoilach veechel l'shar avoy dezor chayev. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon said no. Lamoilach chayev. Shaloi lamoilach potah. This brayso said Rabbi Abin is a makar that is machloikis in the Gemara where the moilach is avoy dezor or where the moilach is not avoy dezor. So what does this even mean? So Rashi explains this betuf tan. Rashi says as follows. The Tanakam says echel lamoilach veechel l'shar avoy dezor chayev. No pshat is, because the Tanakhama held that Moilach was Avodah Zarah. So if Moilach was Avodah Zarah, Shtelsech the Shaila, why does Torah have to say don't worship Moilach? We know already from the previous Gemaras that this general psukim that say that a Yid is not allowed to be Avodah Zarah in the derech that it is to worship that Avodah Zarah. It's learned out from Eicha Yavdu, right? That's the pasuk. So we know that already. So why does the Torah have to single out Moilach? The Torah says, you know what the Torah is coming to say? The Torah is coming to say that if a person worships an Avodah Zarah with Moilach, even Shaloi Kedarka, meaning, even if it's not the derech to worship that Avodah Zarah in that way, so you're going to be chayav. This is similar to what the Gemara said regarding Kishtachava, right? Where, why the Torah have to single out Kishtachava? To teach me Shaloi Kedarka. So to hear, the Torah is coming to teach me that if a person would do this form of worship, known as taking his child and giving it up to Avodah Zarah, even if he would do it not to Moilach, he would do it to Markulis, where the derech is to throw rocks at it, doesn't matter. At the end of the day, being that this is considered a form of Avodah Zarah, and we have a riboy What's the Riboy? All the parishes, all the psukim that we just mentioned are coming to teach me that this is considered a form of Avodah Zarah. Yichayit even Shalai Kedarka. That's why. Whereas Rav Shimon holds, you only chayiv l'moylech. Shalai l'moylech. Because he holds it's not Avodah Zarah. So if it's not Avodah Zarah, what's the kasha? I know it already from Eich. No shaykhis. Eich Yavdu is Avodah Zarah. This is not Avodah Zarah. So if it's not Avodah Zarah, it's not going to be chayiv. By the way, if it's not Avodah Zarah, what was it? It's not Avodah Zarah, so then what exactly is this person doing? This person's taking his child that he loves very dearly, and all of a sudden he's doing something, and it's not even Avodah Zarah. So the Rishonim say it was Kishuf. That would be the other side. The other side would be Kishuf. But the bottom line is, Sakti Gemara, this would seem to be the Machloikis over here, and our Mishnah that singles out Moilech is Tanan, like the Mum Chudash to get sad. Kemanda Amar Moilech, Lav Avodah Zarah. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon, Rav Chanin, Ben Antignus, Amru Dover Recha. Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon of the aforementioned Bryce. So they said the same thing. Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon, Hadam Moro, and that was. That it's only if he would worship Moilech, but a different Avodah Zarah. Not. Why? Because Moilech lav hainu Avodah Zarah. Rav Antignus said the same thing. We didn't see that the time. Rav Antignus name atav sotera loshem Moilech. Why did Torah use the word? I mean, what's the origin of the word Moilech? Kol shehim lichu aleihem, because it's coming to teach me that any time a person would be mamlech something on him. Afilu tsrar, afilu kisim. Even if it's a rock, even if it's a little bit of dirt, he would be chayef. And that's why the Torah uses the word Moilech. Now, Pasha, the reason Torah uses the word Moilech, that is the name of the Avodah Zarah, right? But in the word Moilech, licked, that if a person would take tsrar and kisim, even for example, and he would be mamlechit on him, that would be Moilech. Meaning, there was probably something very specific known as Moilech. But you can create your own Moilech, so to speak. Right? So if somebody creates his own moilach, even if the moilach that he created is a tzor and a kisim, that in and of itself would be enough. Says Abaye, from this, Reb Chanim and Antiklis, I see like Revolves of Reb Shimon. Now the Rishonim struggle to understand it. Like, what's Pash Pshan in the Gemara? Rashi doesn't explain. It's very unclear what Pash Pshan in the Gemara is. If you look at the Ran says that it's a very subtle diak, because we're saying that the word moilach is kol shem lichu aleim. Hem lichu means malchus. Right? That's a big deal. But it's not a lekos. It's not deity. And as a result, you see from here, it wasn't an Indian of Avodah Zarah. But either way, Abaye said, as if to say that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon would agree with Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus said, and Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus would agree with Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon said. So, Gemara, Rav Amar, Rav said, no. Moilech haroi ikibei nayim. I mean, it could be that both coming from the same place. And they both hold Moilech lav hayin Avodah Zarah, like the Stam Mishnah. But at the same time, lav dafka they hold of each other, because at the end of the day, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus is still saying a big chiddush. He's saying, tsror v'kisei, which is like a Moilech haroi, right? This is not going to be a long-term moilach. You decide right now to make this your moilach, and now, whatever, you're going to go worship it. Could be Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds that being that it's only b'derech haroi, it's not really considered moilach. So lav dafka, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Chanim and Antignus are amru doverech. Am Rabbi Yani, enei chayev achim sirenu lemeshor se'avoy dezar. You're not going to be chayev unless the person takes his child and he gives it over to the meshor se'avoy dezar. Now, didn't the Mishnah say that? What did the Mishnah say? And then also the Yaver Ba'ish, right? And it said it in the Mishnah like three times. That's what you have to do. If you do one or the other, it's not okay. You have to do both. So Rashi, the Tab Rashi, Bavernstein. Rashi says, Lefrushe, Achiyimso de Masnisa Asa. And the Mishnah wasn't so clear what it means to hand it over the Moilach. We explained it knowing the Gemara. But that's really Rav Yanai's contribution to the sugya. Om Rabbi Yanai, enei chayev, achim sereno. What does it mean, lemoilach? It means lemeshorse avodah zarah. Notice the lashon avodah zarah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, umizaracha loisitein lahaver lamoilach. What does this mean? Umizaracha loisitein, not directly to the moilach. You don't give so that afterwards, lahaver, it's going to be given to moilach. Meaning, don't give it to the mesharse avodah zarah when the mesharse avodah zarah are going to go now and give it to moilach. Tanya nami hachi abraisa yochel hiver v'loy masar yechayv. You would think if somebody was maver, but he never gave over to who? To the mesharse avodah zarah. Yudhi chayv. Kalmid loy mar loy site. It says loy site, right? Loy site means you can't go directly. You have to give it first. Masar lemoilach v'loy hever yochel yechayv. You would think that if you gave it over to the Masharsim of Moilach. But the Masharsim were a maver, you'd be chayv tamalim b'lahaver. No, you have to have the lahaver. Masar vehever, shaloi lemoilach yachi yachayv. You would think if, let's say, he was Masar vehever, but it was for something else, not for Moilach, tamalim b'lamoilach. It says lemoilach. Masar vehever lemoilach of veloi be'esh yachi yachayv. How do you know you need fire? Never can lahaver. It says over here by all the psukim related to Moilach, the word lahaver. Never lahalun, and it says the other pasuk, that's the pasuk in shayftim, lo yimotzi b'cham maver b'noi ubitoi be'esh. Ma lahalun be'esh. For Chumash in the Torah. Af kan be'ish, so too it's going to be fire. Makan moilich, af lahala moilich. Just like there it's moilich, here too it's moilich. This is the drasha that we referenced in the introduction to this part of the daf. That even though the Torah doesn't mention ish in the psukim of moilich, and it doesn't mention moilich when it talks about ish, it's really one and the same. Amar Rav Achabrei de Rava, hever kol zaroi, Potter. What would be if somebody took all his children and he was mavadam lamoilach? He's going to be potter. Shenemar mizaracha v'lo kol zarach. And at first glance, this seems like one of the great chedushim of all time. So if somebody is maver mizar lamoilach, that's fine. But if he's that it's a problem. But if he's maver kol zar lamoilach, nah, this is something Beis Hashem we're going to talk about tomorrow. Boy Ravashi heviroi suma ma. What would be if someone has a child? The child is a suma, and he was maver his child. That's a suma lamoilach. Yoshim ma. What if he was sleeping? Ben benoi uben bitay ma. What would be if it's not his child, but it's his grandchild? Now let's just hit the pause button for a second. What's the hakira working backwards? Grandchild? Hey, it says b'nai ubita. It doesn't say grandchild. You know, b'nai bunim kabunim, right? I mean, you can cut. Some sugis, yes. Some sugis, not. Usually it requires a limud. We hear the shayla. Suma and yashin. What's the shayla? So Rashi says, because the suma and yashin can't walk by themselves. And there's an understanding that maybe it's only a problem if the child can walk by its own. And you're being maverick, that's when it's a problem. But if the child couldn't walk on its own, maybe not. Either way, the Gemara says, Rav Ashi had three shilas. Suma mau, yoshen mau, ben benoi ben bitay mau, tifshe miyacha. The one of them we can be pushed. I'm going to the Braisa. So it says in the Pasuk, ki mizaroi nosan lamoilach. This is in Parashas Kedosh. Ma tamadloi mar. Why does it have to say again, ki mizaroi nosan lamoilach? It's wordy, right? The Torah says, don't do it. If you do it, you're going to be punished. Why? Because this is what you did. We understand that. This is the passing in Parashat Shoftim. Right? There it says, Mefurish b'nai ubitai. Talmud loymar. It's for that reason that the Pasuk says, and this is the next Pasuk, Besitoi mizara. So, the question is, why is Torah after Chazar ki mizara nasa lamaylach? The reason is, because if you see Parashat Shoftim, you think maybe it has to be in b'nai ubitai. How would you know ben b'nai ben bitai also? So that's why it said, besitei mizara. So it's a very nice drasha, unless you look at the Gemara very, very carefully. Because the Gemara started, why does it say ki mizara nasa lamaylach? Extra. Gave an answer, and the answer, oh, that's why it says, besitei mizara. So again, when you look at these psukim very quickly, they all sound the same, but it's two different psukim. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Tana posach bechi mizaroi v'solach besitoi mizaroi? Right? I'd even read the Gemara versus Josh Shachrino. You're right, there's really two drashas going on over here. The first pasuk, ki mizari nosa lamoilach, that's the original drasha. And the Talmud Lemir Besita is coming to teach me something else. And that is, it says Zari, Eli Ela Zera Kosher, Zera Apostle Minayin. How do you know if someone has Zera Apostle? Which is also always a Shaila, right? If someone has Zera Apostle, is he considered a child? That's the Mishnah, Mamzareu Kubnai Lacholdavar, the Mishnah in the second paragraph of Mesachnas Yivamas. But that's always like a little bit of a Shaila. Talmud Lemir Besita Mizari, that's what the second drasha is. So you have to do a little bit of surgery in this pasuk, but ki mizari, in this Braisa, ki mizaroi nosan lamoilach, that's coming to teach me even b'nei bonim. And then the next pasuk, besitei mizaroi, is actually coming to teach me even zera pasul. So these dafen are so loaded, and we have so little time to talk about so much raid, but we'll just make a little bit of a haschala, and we'll see what happens from there. So the Gemara talked on Amud Aleph about the history and the episode of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah being mevatel the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. Now it's interesting, this Gemara is actually mentioned in two places. It's mentioned in Sanhedrin Daf Samech Tal Amud Aleph. It's also mentioned in Masechtas Yuma Daf Samech Tes Amud Beis. Truth is, if you go through both Gemaras carefully, there are some nuances that differ from one Gemara to the other. But this is something that the Gemara talks about in two different places, slightly differently, but this is the inyan, that the Chachamim, they were mevatel the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says that after they were mevatel the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, they said, you know something? This is obviously a Shas HaKosher, right? Continue davening. Let's try to chop a little bit more. So they said, let's go and try to daven a Yitzra Daver. Bo Rachme, and the Gemara tells the story. Rashi says, what does it mean they were davening for Yitzra da Aveira? Shall Arayas. Now, the Gemara doesn't say Arayas. The Gemara says Aveira. Stating that, Rashi says, Aveira means Arayas. And the truth is, there's so many Gemaras where you find that the Gemara says Aveira, and Rashi and the Rishonim all say that Aveira means Arayas. And really, there's a cloud gadol in the Svarim. Stam Aveira is Taka. If you want just one very, very clear marumakim, the Marshon is Chedushi Agodis, and Mesechtis Shabbos, Taflamid Gimel Amid Aleph. kol averus stam dekama bechol mokoim hi averus nos. It's a marsha, and the truth is all the svar makdoshim say this in many different places, and it's based on gemara after gemara after gemara. And one of these gemaras, right here, Masechta Sanhedrin daf samach talad amar aleph. The question is why. So I found in the Torah from Agoyin, Rav David Yair Weisschlita, in a few different places he talks about this, and he offers two mahalchim. The first mahalch is, if you take a look, this is just very interesting, at the Targum Unkelus, on the Pasuk in Parshas Kisetze, it says, V'lo yire v'cha ervas davar, v'shav me'acharecha. Says Unkelus, on the word, V'lo yire v'cha ervas davar, v'lo yischaze bach averas piskam. The Targum Unkelus teaches the word erva as averas. It says, take a look at the Targum in Mishle, on the Pasuk, Zevach Rishoim Toyeva, Af Bezima Yivienu. Zok Targum, Divcha de Rashie, Mirachaku, Mitul, what does it mean? Af Ki Bezima Yivienu, Mitul, De Baversa Maisile. The Targum of the words Nus is Avera. That's actually the origin of the word, right? The word, what does Avera even mean? It means Erva, that's what it means. And that's why Stam Avera, maybe is erva. Because at the end of the day, we use the word Avera loosely. We use it being over, right? That's what we're using. But the truth is, look at the Targum. The Targum on the word erva, the Targum on the word zimos, you see this already on the. Does that mean that's the Pshuta Shomikra? Maybe the Targum is being Mefarish and not based on the Pshuta Shomikra. Well, what came first, right? The chicken or the egg, that's a pun. Right, what came first? Did the Targum come first, or did this idea that Stam Averus ever come first? But either way, it's a Hafel de Getzushta where you find the Targum in a few different places. But then he says something else, which is Mamish Hafel of a fella. And this is going to segue us in Be'ezus Hashem to the first Chumash here in Parshas Noach, which is right around the corner. And that is, you know, Parshas Noach begins, I mean, we now again begins. Elo told us Noach, Noach is tzaddik, Tamim hoya b'day roysav, Esro likim is halich Noach. And then the Pasuk says, Vatishoche sa'aretz lifneho Elohim. Vatimolei ha'aretz chamas. Rashi says, what does it mean vatishaches? Loshen erva v'avodazara. K'moy pentashchison hashchis kol basa. So whenever you find the word hashchasa, it means erva v'avodazara. The Maral, in his Gur Aryeh, his Pirush on Rashi ala Torah, says as follows. He says that what's the oimek? What's the oimek that hashchasa always means erva v'avodazara? The nirems. Picking it up in the middle. Machloi nikra hashchasa rak erva v'avodazara. Mipnei sheyetzahara hamesis ha'odim l'ra. Einoy ela b'shvil eil. The yesh yetzahara la'arayos. The yesh yetzahara la'avodazara. Ki di isa b'masechtes yumad av samich tes. Ubeperek chelik, which l'chair means perek arba, misas bezin. Ubekam aduchtei amru tre yitzra hava. Yitzra da'avodazara. The yitzra da'arayos. There are these two yetzaharas. And being that the Yetzirah is one of these two, since for that reason, these two things are the things that are called Hashchasa. And Rav David Yoel brings that the Maral really talks about this all as far. And he goes through every single place that the Maral talks about this. And that is really, the Maral says, all Averas in the world can be divided into two groups. There are the Averas that fall under the category of Avodah Zarah, and then there are Averas that fall under the category of Arayas. Everything is either a Toldah of Avodah Zarah, or it's a Toldah of Arayas. David Yoel said, "Mistama, that's the oimik in the pasuk that says leisusura achri levavchem va'achri einechem," which the Gemara says levavchem is minus, einechem is arayas, and what does it say afterwards? Lamantisker, it's come. Because really, if a person's not going to have avodah zarah, he's not going to have arayas, then you're good to go. Uschartim is kol mitzvahs Hashem. Because really, all the tariq mitzvahs, everything is a told on some level. It's an anaf of these two ivonos. There's the ilan of avodah zarah. There's the ilan of arayas. As I state in Maral and Gur Aryeh right in the beginning of Parshas Noach, and really as I state in the Maral in etlecha platzes, the Sefer of W. Lefize Yeshleim Rahafla Vavela. It comes out that really, if you want to look at an avera b'shroshay, there were two averas. There was the etzar of avodah zarah. Yetzar of Arayas. Yetzar of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says they were Mevatel. So if they were Mevatel, Yetzar of Avodah Zarah, so then by process of elimination, every Avodah Zarah is going to be, every Avera is going to be Avera of Arayas. So he says, that's why every Avera today is known as Avera d'Arayas. Stam Avera is Arayas. Because really, the Avodah Zarah, dig Averas are Miklash Kalish. Because we were Mevatel, the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah. So what are we left? We're left with Arayas. Stam Avera is going to be Arayas. Either way, the Divrei Pi Chachem Chayin, he says this in a few different places in his forum, that's the first Ara. The second ha'ara is that the Gemara says that when the Yidden went, Anshe Knesset HaGedolah, and they captured the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, so Number one, the description of the Yetzer Hara was, they saw a lion, it was a lion of fire, and it emerged from the Kodesh HaKadosh. So they go quickly, and they catch it, and as they catch it, ishtamit binisamine, one hair of the lion got away, and the lion gave a yell, and the Yidden got very, very scared, because they felt that Mishamayim, they're going to have Rachmanis now all of a sudden on the lion, and it could be this is going to be a problem, everything that they just worked for is going to be undone. So they quickly take this lion and they submerge it in lead. So like this, it could be yelling and screaming, it's probably doing it out of Yom HaZeh, but at the same time, Mishamayim, they're having Rachmanis, and like this, it can't be heard. But there was one here that got away. The Sfar Makdoshim say, Rabbi Yaakov Emden and others, that we know the Gemara says in Masechta, Sukkah Daf Nun Beis Amid Aleph, that La'asad Lovei HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Satan, and he's going to shecht it. And it says, Halalu Boichem, Halalu Boichem. The Tzadikim are going to see the Yetzer Hara that was just slaughtered, they're going to cry, and the Rishonim are going to see the Yetzer Hara that was slaughtered, and they're going to cry. The Rishonim are going to cry because they're going to see the Yetzer Hara as this huge mountain. I'm sorry, the Tzadikim are going to see the Yetzer Hara as this huge mountain, and they're going to cry. They're going to say, how are we not able to conquer this mountain? How are we able to conquer this mountain? The Rishonim are going to see a little here. They're going to see a chut ha-saira, and they're going to say, because of this, we're going to miss out on all our nitzchias. So the Sfar Makdoshim say, why are they going to see the Yetzer Hara like a here? It's this one here that got away. This one here that got away. That's what this Indian is. And the emes is, the Gemara says that they were mevatel the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. But the truth is, there still is Avodah Zarah in the world. Right? On some level, there is Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is not gone. It's not on the same level that it once was. But there is, on some level, Avodah Zarah. And the Sfarim go vaita, and they say that the reason there's a little bit of Avodah Zarah in the world today is because of that one here that got away. I once thought that maybe that's pshat, it's Yeduah that the Vilna Gaon said that Nevuah, which was once such a big, important part of the Jewish people, it went away in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Right, in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, all of a sudden, there's no Nevuah anymore. Chag Yischari Malachi, they're the ones who prophesied, right, the beginning of Bayis Sheni, they're from the Anshe Knesset, they're the Nevi'im Achronim. After that, there was no Nevuah anymore. So the Gaon said, why? Why did the Ebesh take away Nevuah? So he said, because the reason we had Nevuah in the world was the Zelu Umazeh Kineged Avodah Zarah. You had this Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, which, you see, was even a bigger deal than the Yetzer Hara of Arayis, because if we're going to pick one, it sounds like this was the first one they went after. So clearly this was a huge, huge deal. And the only way to counter, the only way for there to be a balance, the only way for there to be some equanimity between the Tzad HaTov and the Tzad HaRa was if l'umas, the fact that you have this Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, there's also going to be an evil. But as soon as they were mevatel the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, when did that happen? B'tchilas Bayis Sheni with Anshe Knesset HaGloilo. At that point, there was no Nevuah anymore because we didn't have to have Nevuah anymore. But l'maisa, we know that even though there's no Nevuah, but we know there still is Nevuah. Right, so the Gemara says, Mishtamshim Bebaskel, but it's even more than that. The Gemara says, Mishachar Beis HaMikdosh, Batlu Ruach HaKodesh. Right, Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Miyisrael. Mishameisu Anavim HaChroinim, Chag Yischai Malachi, it's a Mishnah Soitim and Chesom and Beis. Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Miyisrael. But the Sfar Makdoshim say that even though it says Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Miyisrael, it doesn't mean that it was Nistalik Lagamri. And the Rai that they all bring is from a Toysfus and Masechtis Bava Metziah Dav Chav Tesom and Beis. Because the Gemara also says, Mishachar Beis HaMikdosh, Batlu Kli Schuches. Right, Schuches Levana, there was no Schuches Levana anymore. Freik Toysaka. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Mishin liyachlei aviv mamein harvei v'roitz alavdan." Right, if somebody's father leaves him a lot of money, has a big yerusha, and he wants to lose it, what should he do? Yishtamish b'kli schuches. He should go ahead and he should buy the Zugisa Chavarto. Right, Tosa, he should go buy the Zugisa Chavarto. When's the last time you mentioned this Gemara? That was Meidot's Taina to Eldot. He said, if gambling is so bad, why did Rabbi Yochanan say, buy Schuchas Levana? He should have said, gamble the money. Right, so it's not so bad. You're not necessarily going to lose your money. But either way, says Tosfos, so you have to say that even though the Gemara says, Batla Schuchas Levana, why Batla the Gamri? It doesn't mean that it was never going to be heard from again. It means far and few in between. It means it's not going to be Shchiach. So the Tzadikim all said that that's Pshat also, that when the Gemara says, it wasn't Lagami. There's still a little bit of Ruach HaKodesh. And the truth is, how many Chazals do we have where you find different Tanoim and Amiram at Ruach HaKodesh? We know the truth from the Divrei Chaim, if the Chaim HaKodesh was written Ruach HaKodesh. So we know the idea of Ruach HaKodesh. Soit Hashem Lireyav, Sam Soifer Reish Ches, all the different Raivids, the Advar Matikin. We know this idea. Of course, it was Gilelio, the Goyen, and etc., etc., etc. I thought there's no Nevuah. The Teretz is. is, the teretz is a little bit. So what's pshat? Why do we have a little bit? I think the teretz is because that binisa, that one here that got away, that little bit of avodah zarah also needs something to counter it. So once upon a time, when the world was raging with avodah zarah, so keneged that, you had neviim that were keflaim ki yotzei Mitzrayim. You had neviim gedolim, neviim achroinim, but there was real full-fledged nevuah. Now all we have is a chut asayra. But keneged the chut asayra, we have to have a chut asayra of Ruach HaKodesh to counter that as well. It's the same zelu umazen, I think it's pasha. But just to be Messiah, with one dover nifla. It's a dover nifla. I don't even know what it means, but it's from the mouth and the penmanship of the great Goyim Rav Meir Simcha Midvins in Mashiach Chachma. So we're starting now, next week, all the psukim that talk about the Melech Samishkan. So we know, Trumat Tetzav is all the Tzivuyim, and the Yavkisisa, which gets interrupted with the Chet Egel, and then Vayakob Pekude is Vayas, right? When everything that was commanded on happened. If you go through Parshas Vayakob, so the Pasuk talks about Vayas, Sashulcha Vayas, Samizbech, Vayas, Samanoira, Vayas Bitzalel Esaren. Rameh Simcha, and really about Turim already makes the diak, says that this is the only pasuk where it doesn't say Vayas, it says Vayas Bitzal. Now, the beginning of Vayakob Pekude, we know from all five parshas that who is the chief, who's in charge of this project of building the Mishkan, it's Bitzal, right? Everyone knows that. Yet at the same time, when it comes to Vayas Es Ha'aroin, the pasuk goes out of its way to make a dogush. It was Vayas Bitzalo Es Ha'aroin. Says Rameh Simcha, what? Why dafka by the Aron? Why by the Menorah does it just say Vayas Es Ha'aroin, not Vayas Bitzalo Es Ha'aroin? Vayas Es Ha'ashulchan, not Vayas Bitzalo Es Ha'ashulchan. But when it comes to the Aron, it's Vayas Bitzalo Es Ha'aroin. So Rameh Simcha says that it could be this is a little bit of a remnant to the fact that we only had one Aron. Meaning, we had more than one shulchan, we had more than one menorah, we had many mizbechas. Shlomi HaMelech had his 10 menorahs and his 10 shulchanas that he added in Bayis Rishon, and Loimi Baya Bayis Sheni, and even within Bayis Sheni, there were different iterations of it because of the Hanukkah story, etc., etc., different things that happened. Bayis Hordas. So there were a lot of things that happened, but Meshach HaDoiris that caused us to have multiples of different kelim, but there was only one Aron. We had one Aron. It was the Aron that Bitzal made. So he said, maybe that's the Dagush. It's like a Remez Ladover, Vayas Bitzal as Aron. Even Lasad Lavi, the Aron that we're going to have, is going to be Bitzal's Aron. Right? Because the Aron is hidden right now, and we're going to get back that Aron, and that, so there's one Aron. For Bayis, for the Mishkan, for Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, there was no Aron and loss of love. But the point is one Aron, and that Aron was made by Bitzal. So Vayas Es HaShulchan is a remez. Shlomi HaMelech was also going to make Shulchanes. Oh, but by the Aron, only Bitzal was going to make Daron, and that's a remez. Says Rameh Simcha V'ulai. Could be that's good for the reason why there was never another Aron. Right? That's a big shiloh. Why did the Yidden not make an Aron by Yishen? They didn't have the original Aron. Bachlik's in the Gemara. What happened to it? Gemara in the fifth parak of Masechta Zuma. But at the end of the day, why didn't they make another Aron? Says Rameh Simcha V'ulai. Maybe they were coming from this pasuk. They felt it was a remez Vayas Bitzal as Aron. That only Bitzal can make an Aron. And it's for that reason. Hikpid Hakosov Shal Yasu L'Doyrus Aron V'Kun Rakzesh Asa Bitzal. And that's good for why the Yidden didn't go ahead and make another. This is Rameh Simcha explaining some historical anomaly based on a diuk and a pasuk in the Torah. Classic Rameh Simcha. But the punchline is the second part. He says, V'yitachinoid. Could be there's another oimik over here. Why the Torah says, Vayas Bitzal Vasarin. Because the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma that nun dalad amid beis. Amar Reish Lakish. B'shashen nichnasu nachrum leheichol. When the nachrum entered the heichol, ra'u kruvim ha'ma'urin zebezeh. They saw the kruvim that were embracing each other. Hoitzil l'shok. So they took the kruvim outside. V'amru and they said, Yisrael halalu. Shebrichasim bracha. V'kililasim klala. Yasku b'dvar malalu. This is what the Jews do. You ever wonder what the Jews do b'chadri chadam? You ever want to know what goes on in the Kodesh HaKadosh? This is what goes on. Kruvim ma'urim zeh b'zeh miyad hizilum. And when everyone saw this, all of a sudden they lost their respect for the Jews. Shenema, the pasuk says right in the beginning of Eichel, kol mechabdeh hizilua ki ro'u ervasa. Now the truth is, when you learn this gemara, we learned this gemara together so many times. When you learn this gemara, what comes to mind? It was arayas, right? The kruvim were ma'urim zeh b'zeh. That's what they saw. Kiro Ervas, right? That's what it sounds like. Now it's the erva of the Jewish people, but l'cher it's a play on the idea of erva. They saw the Kruvim Urim Zebezeh. But Rameh Simcha said, the truth is, what they saw, and what they would be mezalzel the Yidden for, wasn't so much Arai, he doesn't say that. But he said it was Avoy Dezara too. And he brings a Mechilta. The Mechilta says, the Pasuk says, that you're not let him make, Alei Hei Chesav, Alei Hei Zav, right? the second of the Ten Commandments. Lama nemar. Why does it say Elihei Chesav Elihei Zav? The fish who I'm listening to a mechilta. Vasisa shnayim kruvim zav. It says when you make the kruvim, you should make two kruvim out of gold. Amar. What would be if a person says Harini Yois Arba? I don't want two kruvim. I want four. Tamuloy mar Elihei Chesav Elihei Zav. Don't make Elihei Chesav and Elihei Zav. If you're going to go ahead and you're going to be Moisav too, Harem Kelihei Zav. It's going to be Avodah Zarah. Elihei Chesav Lama Nemar. If you can't make Elihei Zav, you certainly can't make Elihei Chesav. Why does Torah have to single it out? I'm skipping a little bit. Fisha Motzino. Kol Kli Beisoy Laman. You find regarding all the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, Shem in lahem shel zav, hinoyz haoyz shel kesef. If you don't have gold, go make it out of silver. Shemei ani, I would have thought, af shnayim kruvim kein. Maybe the kruvim also. Let's say there was no gold, and all you have is silver. Could I make it out of silver? Talmud loy me'al lehei chesef, loy sasun, ha'im shenisim yishel zav, ha'rei hen kelehei chesef. If you're going to go ahead, and you're going to make the kruvim out of silver, then what's going to happen is, you're going to end up with avodah zarah. Now, truth is that the Bali Machshav, Bali Musa say that why is it that the Kruvim had to be made dafka out of gold? Because the Kruvim are the Kleina Kindlech and they're on top of the Torah, and that's a semel, it's a symbol for Chinuch, and Chinuch has to be only in the golden way. It can't be Bali Chesed, but either way, this Mechilta right here is Mevuar, that really the Kruvim was treading a very, very fine line. Right? There was a very, very fine line that's going on over here. If you're going to make four instead of two, it's Avodah Zarah. And if you're going to make it out of silver, you're not going to make it out of gold, it's going to be out of Avodah Zarah. So Rebbe Simcha says that when it came time to build the Shulchan, no, in theory, a lot of people could have made the Shulchan. B'tzal is about Kishrin, Yodeyahoy, B'tzal, Tzarek, Chav, Beis, Oysish, Bay, Nivu, Shomayim, Va'aretz. He's the one that's going to do it. But in theory, he's not the only one that could have done it. Maybe somebody else, not sure. But when it came to the Arin, there was a tremendous Kpeda. Because the Arin was teetering a little bit on, if you do this wrong, and you're off by a little bit, and it could be, says Rebbe Simcha, even if you're off b'machshav, at that point, you're getting involved in Elihei Chesav, Elihei Zav. So now you're already, you're teetering on something dangerous. So you know what the Torah said? B'tzalel's going to do it. Why B'tzalel? The reason B'tzalel is because B'tzalel came from Uri, who came from Chur. And Chur, we know, was the one that he was Moshe and Aaron's nephew. He was the son of Miriam. He was Moshe Nefesh against the Chet Egel. And we spoke about this once, the Helik Chassam Sofer and the Svar Magdoshim say that the Matana that Chur got was that that through him came Betzalel, who was going to be the one that was going to build the Mishkan. So it was Davka Betzalel that came from such stock, from Chur, where we have no chashash that maybe he's going to have a machshava zara when it comes to making the kruvim. He's the one that can make the arin. So when it came to the other kelim, Avada B'tzalel is the chosen one, but doesn't maybe have to be B'tzalel as much. But when it comes to the arin, says Rameh Simcha Vayas B'tzalel as arin. It had to be B'tzalel, because B'tzalel comes from Chur. Chur is the one that was Moisa Nefesh, connected the Avodah Zarah, connected the Egel, and that's why he's the only one that could go ahead and do it. Rameh Simcha says that if you notice that when the Torah talks about building the Mishkan, it's right in the beginning. It says, Re'ei Karasi B'Shem B'tzalel, B'nuri Ben Chur, V'amali Lasis B'chom Malacha. This is in Perek Lamed Aleph. And then Perek Lamed Hey, it says in Parshas Vayakel that again, B'tzalel was chosen, Lasis B'chom Malachas Machsheves. So everybody knows the concept of Malachas Machsheves, right? Malachas Machsheves underpins Hilcha Shabbos. But the Torah doesn't mention Malachas Machsheves until Parshas Vayakel. Why? So he says it could be because before the Chet Ego, the Torah was a little less worried about the machshava of the Yid. But once Klal Yisrael had worshipped the ego, so now we're ready. One second, there's inclination, there are some netiyas l'avodah zarah. If there are some netiyas l'avodah zarah, I'm afraid, how are you going to make the kruvim? The kruvim, that's kiro ervasa. That's a very dangerous thing to go ahead and do. So says Rameh Simcha, now it was neschadish meleches machshavas also. That you better make 1,000% sure that the machshava is pure, because otherwise you might be teetering a little bit on Avodah Zarah. Either way, this is what's going on here in the second part of this Meshech Chachma. So Rameh Simcha fears us with one line. He says, V'ulai kivanu lazeh bimlitzosam hanoira. The Nafa Kigurya Mibes Kodesh HaKadosh. He says, maybe that's what Chazal meant. B'mlitzosam hanoira, with their awesome melitza. When they said that when the Yidden captured the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, so what did they see? They saw a lion. The lion was made of fire. And where did it emerge from? It came from the Kodesh HaKadosh. And the truth is, if you think about it, it's a Pella. The Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah came from the Kodesh HaKadosh. What's Pashup Shah? What does it mean that it came from the Kodesh HaKadosh? Says Rameh, so he doesn't explain himself. But he says, for Ulai, based on what I just said, Based on Hanal, maybe that's what it is. Because the truth is, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, had gelikt a koyach ha-shtukl fin Avodah Zarah. Because really, when the Umay Sa'olim saw it, it was Kiro Ervasa. And that's why Betzalel had to be the one that was going to go ahead and make it. And it could be that's the Oymek HaDvarim. But I was just thinking that maybe there's another Knech Shovik. It's so far above my pay grade. But maybe there's another Knech Shovik. Because we just said from the Goyen, that when the Anche Knesset HaGdol mevatel the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah, there was another thing that got lost. What got lost was Nevuah. All of a sudden, there was no Nevuah anymore. The Nevuah came from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right? Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah came from Mamish, it came from the Aron Alein. That is where it was. V'nayadati itcha, right? That's where it came from, literally from that Makim. In fact, some say that the reason there was no Aron by Bayesheni is good because there was no Nevuah. And if there's no Nevuah, you don't need an Aron. But the point is, it came Mamish from the Aron. It seems like the Makim HaAron was on the one hand, it was the Shoyrish, it was the Makar to Nevuah, right? That's Poshet. But also Ramei Simcha's right. Again, if Ramei didn't say it, I mean, Simcha didn't say this, we can never say things like this. But this is coming from the Dvinska Gadol. I mean, it's coming from the Gadol Adar. So Ramei Simcha said that in the Kruvim there was also such an Inyan, Kimavur b'mechilta, etc., etc. So all of a sudden they see the fire that comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, what the Yetzahara, the Zohar is doing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? For Ulai Kivanu b'litzasam hanayra. But that Nevuah left the Kodesh HaKadoshim at that time. That the Kodesh HaKadoshim would not represent what I represented up until that time. All of a sudden now there's an Achais Darga. Could be that's for sure symbolizing this idea that something comes out of the... Now what came out was the Eitzar, that was the Zohar, and that's what Meir Simcha is addressing. But there's an Oymik over here. It's coming from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. For sure this Goyen, that at that second literally is when we lost Nevuah. So we're this... Whatever is emerging, emerge from, it emerges from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Again, these are just words, but either way, this is a classic Meshach Chachma. The Ha'ara, however, is a Ha'ara and a flaw, and it's something that requires Iyun, that when they catch the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah, where does it come from? It comes from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's where it emerged from, and we're going to stop here.